soldiers act drunk. They must weep as the bulldozers roar through their areas, preparing to destroy the precious trees.
Humming sound that seems to come from inside the object. I'll move the microphone nearer here. Now, we're not more than 25 feet away. Can you hear it now? Professor Pearson?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us the meaning of that scraping noise inside the thing?
Possibly the unequal cooling of the surface.
I see. Do you still think it's a meteor, Professor?
What thing? The metal casing is definitely extraterrestrial. Not found on this Earth. Friction with the Earth's atmosphere usually tears holes in a meteorite. This thing is smooth and you can see its lens.
Just a minute. Something's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, this is terrific. Of the thing is beginning to flake off. The top is beginning to rotate like it's doing. The thing must be hollow.
Move it!
Something I can see turning out of that black hole through luminous discs. For the eyes, it might be a face, might be almost
Whoa,
heaven. Something wriggling out of the shadow like a gray snake. Now it's another one and another one and another one. It looks like a tentacle to me. Oh, yeah, I can see the thing's body now. It's large. It's large as a bear.
WCOMLP Chapel Hill Harbor. I'm furious. We do this every Thursday, and just in case I didn't let you know in the intro, that was War of the Worlds and there in the background, Dell. I'm Furious. I do it every Thursday at 10 o'clock, which goes along with saying that we should probably let you know the show may be offensive in terms of being provocative and politically charged and potentially moving you in ways that hopefully make you uncomfortable and at the same time entertain you. All right. This is community-based, micro-powered radio. It's volunteer-driven, revolutionary, underground shizzle, including there in the background. That's some pretty interesting stuff from Jay Dilla and some other beats that we'll play in from him and others throughout the hour. I'm Furious. Thanks for listening. www.communityradio.coop WCOM.
We have destroyed their land and their crops. We have cooperated in the crushing of the nation's only non-communist revolutionary.
Every dollar we spend must serve the interests in a new kind of war. A new kind of war that is unrelated, unwise, and unnecessary. One thing is for certain, we are winning a new kind of war.
And the politics of joy.
At least 40 people, including 6 state troopers, lie dead in a field east of the village of Grover's Mill.
Before the dream of independence can take shape.
Americans are, by and large, enslaved
with power.
My fellow Americans, it is my honor.
Evil, evil, evil men. And we are winning in a new kind of war.
What kind of people we want to be?
Americans are...
Which way you going?
Enslaved
with
money, money, money.
Too many dangers. Those enslaved. Those blind.
What?
A stranger in town.
Well, listen.
I don't know. I guess I'm looking for people.
What was that?
Did you hear something just then?
No. Only a bird. A live bird.
Get to know that birds have shadows these days. Hey, we're in the open here. Let's crawl in this doorway here and talk.
Have you seen any Martians?
I've gone over to New York. At night, the sky is alive with their lights. Just as if people were still living. By daylight, you can't see them. 5 days ago, a couple of them carried something big across the flats from the airport.
New flowers, new flowers, new flowers, new flowers, new flowers, new flowers, new flowers.
Dr. Octagon, paramedic fetus of the East, recluse from the church of the operating room. Dr. Octagon, Dr. Octagon, Dr. Octagon, Dr. Octagon, Dr. Octagon, paramedic fetus of the East, with the strikes of force, the scalpel since the Holocaust. The strikes of force.
This is what an untreated room sounds like.
I think they're learning how to fly.
Fly?
Yeah, fly.
Inefficient combustion. In some cases, the burner was never properly adjusted adjusted for efficient operation. In other cases, pieces, this inefficiency developed gradually for a period of time.
Crawl in this doorway here and talk.
Orders.
seen. 5 days ago, a couple of them carried something big across the flats from the airport. I think they're learning how to fly.
Fly?
Yeah, fly.
The initial step in it.
And it's all over with humanity. Stranger, there's still you and I.
You can also hear the
two of us left.
They got themselves in solid. They wrecked the greatest country in the world. Those green stars have probably fallen somewhere every night. They've only lost one machine. There isn't anything to do. We're done. We're licked.
Where were you? You're in a uniform.
Yeah, what's left of it. I was in the militia. National Guard.
That's and a combustion. And a combustion. Tester and smoke scale. And a combustion efficiency calculator. 10.
There wasn't any war. Any more than there's war between men and ants.
Yes, but we're eatable ants. I found that out. What'll they do to us?
I thought it all out. Right now, we're caught as we're wanted. The Martian only has to go a few miles to get a crowd on the run. But they won't keep on doing that. They'll begin catching us systematic, like keeping the best and storing us in cages and things. They haven't begun on us yet.
Not begun?
Not begun. All that's happened so far is because we don't have sense enough to keep quiet. Bothering them with guns and such stuff and losing our heads and rushing off in crowds. Instead of our rushing around blind, we gotta fix ourselves up. Fix ourselves up according to the way things are now. Cities, nations, civilization, progress.
Yes, but if that's so, what is there to live for?
Well, there won't be any more concerts for a million years or so, and no nice little dinners at restaurants. If it's amusement you're after, I guess the game's up.
What is there left?
Life, that's what. I wanna live. Yeah, and so do you. We're not gonna be exterminated. I don't mean to be caught either. Tamed and fattened and bred like an ox.
What are you gonna do?
I'm going on. Right under their feet. I got a plan. We men as men. Finish. We don't know enough. We gotta learn plenty before we got a chance. We've gotta live and keep free what we learn, see? I thought it all out, see?
Some of the risk.
Well, it isn't all of it, but it's not for wild beasts. That's what it's got to be. What it's got to be. That's why I watched you. Watched you. All those little office workers that used to live in these houses, they'd be no good. They haven't any stuff in them. Run. Run off to work. I've seen hundreds of them running to catch their commuters train in the morning, afraid they could can if they didn't. Running back at night, afraid they wouldn't be in time for dinner. Lives insured and a little invested in case of accident. Yeah, and on Sundays, worried about the hereafter.
Russians, they'll be a godsend for those nice, roomy cages. Good food, careful breeding, no worries. Yeah, after a week or so of chasing around the fields on empty stomachs, they'll come and be glad to be caught.
You've thought it all out, haven't you?
Sure, you bet I. That isn't all. These Martians are going to make pets of them. Train them to do tricks. Who knows, get sentimental over the pet boy who grew up and had to be killed. Yeah. Some maybe. They'll train to hunt us. Yes, they will. There's men who do it flat. Me, by.
Meantime, you and I and others like, where are we to live when the Martians own the Earth?
I got it all figured out. To live underground. I've been thinking about the sewers. Under New York, they're miles and miles up. The main ones, they're big enough for anybody. And there's cellars, vaults, underground storerooms, railway tunnels, subways. Begin to see. We've got a bunch of strong men together. No weak. That rubbish. Out.
As you meant me to go.
You a chance.
Won't quarrel about that. Go on.
Well, you gotta make safe places for us to stay in, see? Get all the books we can. Science books. That's where men like you come in, see? We raid the museums. We'll even spy on the Martians. May not be so much we have to learn before. Just imagine this. Four or five of their own fighting machines suddenly start off. Heat rays right and left. Not a Martian in them. Not a Martian in them, see? But men. Men who've learned the way how. Maybe in our time. Gee. Imagine having one of them lovely things with a heat ray wide and free. We'd turn it on Martians. We'd turn it on men. We'd bring everybody down on their knees.
That's your plan.
Yeah. You. Come on. We own the world.
I see.
Hey. Where are you going?
Not to your world. All right, stranger. Well, after parting with the artilleryman, I came at last to the Holland Tunnel, entered that silent tube, anxious to know the fate of the great city on the other side of the Hudson. Cautiously, I came out of the tunnel and made my way up Canal Street. Reached 14th Street, and there again were black powder and several bodies and an evil, ominous smell from the gratings of the cellars of some of the houses. I wandered up through the 30s and 40s, stood alone on Times Square, caught sight of a lean dog running down 7th Avenue with a piece of dark brown meat in his jaws, a pack of starving mongrels at his heels, made a wide circle around me as though he feared I might prove a fresh competitor. Walked up Broadway in the direction of that strange powder, that silent shop windows, displaying their mute wares to empty sidewalks. Past the Capitol Theater, silent, dark. Past a shooting gallery where a row of empty guns faced an arrested line of wooden ducks. Near Columbus Circle, I noticed models of 1939 motor cars in the showrooms facing empty streets. Over the top of the General Motors building, I watched a flock of black birds circling in the sky. Hurried on. Suddenly, I caught sight of the hood of a Martian machine, standing somewhere in Central Park, gleaming in the late afternoon sun. Insane idea. I rushed recklessly across Columbus Circle and into the park. I climbed a small hill above the pond at 60th Street. From there, I could see standing in a silent row along the mall 19 of those great metal titans, their cowls empty, their steel arms hanging listlessly by their sides. I looked in vain for the monsters that inhabit those machines. Suddenly, my eyes were attracted to the immense flock of black birds that hovered directly below me. They circled to the ground. And there before my eyes, dark and silent, lay the Martians with the hungry birds pecking and tearing brown threads of flesh.
important for the American people to realize that this war has just begun, that it may seem like a long time because of all the action on TV, but in terms of the overall strategy, we're just in the beginning phases.
My dead body. Later, when their bodies were examined in laboratories, it was found that they were killed by the putrefactive and diseased bacteria against which their systems were unprepared.
It's not that easy to conquer a country, is it?
Got him. Good. Second one. Hit the other one.
I'm a war president. I make decisions here in the Oval Office, in foreign policy matters with war on my mind.
Vain, after all, man's attempt to fail. The humblest thing God has wisdom has put upon this earth. Before the cylinder fell, there was a general persuasion that through all the deep of space, no life existed beyond the petty surface of our minute sphere.
Terror. I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers.
Seems to sit in my peaceful study, Princeton, writing down this last chapter of the record, begun at a deserted farm in Grover's Mill. Strange to watch children playing in the streets. Strange to see young people strolling on the green where the new spring grass heals the last black scars of the blue turf. Strange to watch the sightseers enter the museum where the dissembled parts of a Martian machine are kept on public view. Strange when I recall the time when I first saw it. Bright. Clean cut. Hard. Silent.
under the dawn of that last great day.
Don't forget. time, you'll hear an air raid siren.
skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself,
it's important for the American people to realize that this war has just begun, that it may seem like a long time because of all the action on TV, but in terms of the overall strategy, we're just in the beginning phases.
From my guru, then I will teach you.
my neighbor, young girl, age 20, Shams. I think it's the other part of
somebody. That's a gun.
Now we move our awareness into the realms of pure energy. We're going to address the subtle energy body.
The man in black led across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
We're going to open up the chakras and get the energy flowing more freely.
Huge, standing to the sky, it's in all directions. White, blinding, waterless.
Begin by expanding your awareness out from the central axis.
And the devil grass, which brought sweet dreams, nightmares, to death. The world had moved on since then. The world had emptied.
Expand your awareness out about 12 inches from your physical body. The auric field completely surrounds the physical body.
Digest a group and sell the poop on eBay. Danger with the vest screaming, shoot the DJ. Doom clicking over two chickens three-way. Four in the five, a cork on the freeway. Villain find a way to make him pay whatever we say. State your intentions. I really love your tape, but I hate your inventions. Very well, what you want, a brownie? He took off the mask and whispered, put me where you found me. He kept his paper digits in a chunk. Once joined a rap click, midgets into crunk. Did a solo on the oboe. Could've sold a million, then the villain went for dolo. And cited creative differences. Basically they hated, he left no jaded witnesses. Rappers suck, when they spit I doubt them. The crap they sing about, you wanna slap the fucking shit out them. Time waits for no man. On a blind date, a lover with a slow chrome hand. Judged them by his shoes, hot smelly brogan. Buzzed him with the news, called them potbelly Conan. No prick barbarian, a strict baritarian, a sick pair of merry men. The beat is like a swift kick in the rear end. The stiff made her lose the lipstick and hairpin. He said, jam, act like you know me. Even with the mask on, show me what you owe me. Tell her brush her grill and wash her face and chat, homie. Do my leg got hot like Inuyasha got Kobome. What we have here is a failure to communicate. If you're gonna hate, might at least get your rumors straight about doing the great. A lot more confident, came a long way since the days we had the rhyme for rent. It was time well spent, vented, spelt, dented, hell bented and heaven sent it. A wire is dead, he's in it for the cash flow. Like to send a big up, fire ahead Lazo. Let a brother know once you lasso Hasbro. So when he come with Destro, he gets no hassle. Could hardly get a word in and wondered what the damage is to retain Harvey Birdman.
Yeah.
Yes, it's government that burned down your ministry.
Circulate. 103.5 WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carborough. I'm Furious George, doing this every Thursday, chilling out at the WCOML PM FM studio station. Most importantly, with friends abound, as Will, DJ Will, is here. Jazz Incognito on Sundays. Check that out. If you like what you're hearing, you're basically tuned into the right place, because it's community-based radio. It's all about non-commercial, micro-powered broadcasting. We've been doing this for about 4 years, and I have been doing it for about 10 on low-power, micro-powered, pirate radio stations all over the country, and or at least all over the state. And anyway, I'm honored to be here. I'll do it every Thursday as long as I can. In the meantime, I'm going to send you away with what we normally do, a little fun, chilling, mellow, old-school hip-hop. Here's some De La. I'm Furious, 103.5.
Close out on the dance floor, cause for your listening pleasures while you're doing your chores.